Hi, my name's Gary King, and I've assembled the most formidable JFK team on planet Earth. We've got Dr. James Fetzer, Larry Rivera, who is the number one researcher in the world today when it comes to new research, and we've got Don Fox, who's not afraid to look a little bit deeper than anyone else. So if you're interested in what happened to the 35th President of the United States, then I invite you to our show. It's called The New JFK Show. And it's on YouTube. Go to Gary King YouTube channel, and we've got over 90 shows archived for you there. So if you really want to know the truth, and knowing that over 9 out of 10 researchers are working the other side of the street in a sea of disinformation, I pledge to you the truth about JFK. Go to Gary King YouTube channel and find out your true history.
You're watching Network Radio. Live from the Media Broadcasting Center.
This is Jim Fetzer, your host on The Real Deal.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade.
It looks like one of those scenes of an old building being purposely dynamited and blown.
When we are successful,
I'm just a patsy.
And we will be.
We're ready to make to come to the microphone, so we'll listen in.
A new world order.
So my name's Robbie Parker.
It might have appeared that way, but from my close-up inspection, there's no evidence of a plane having crashed anywhere near the Pentagon.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories concerning the attacks of September the 11th.
President Kennedy died at 1 p.m.
Live from the Media Broadcasting Center.
Outrageous conspiracy theories.
I'm getting
concerning the attacks of September the 11th.
Aesthetic.
Now you look good and your sound is perfect.
Okay, here we go then.
This is Jim Fetzer, your host on The Real Deal, where I'm extremely pleased to have as my featured guest today a man I regard as the world's leading revisionist historian. He's a muckraker. He may be the leading authority in the world, maybe in all of history, on the royal family and the lineage of the present monarch, which is undermined by his research. Greg Hallett, welcome to The Real Deal.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you. I've got a few surprises today. I'm going to use a new format. I'm showing the relationship between David Bowie's Black Star video and the Paris attacks. And David Bowie put out the video teaser for the Black Star music video, which was 30 seconds long, and he put that out at midday on Friday the 13th of November 2013. And 500 minutes later, the Paris attacks happened. The first bomb went off in Paris, and that was focused on the Bataclan Theatre. And the Bataclan Theatre was built in 1865, and it's based on the Bataclan operetta of 1855, which was about deciding who the Prince of Wales was, essentially, and handing over a letter on a silver platter saying, "You are now the Emperor." I own that letter. It was written in 1850 by Queen Victoria. So what I'm looking at is art imitating life, and David Bowie being a top artist and imitating life and real events. And since the Royal Courts of Justice in the United Kingdom could not hear my case, which was to be substantiated as the Prince Pretender, the powers that be decided to act out my status as Prince Pretender to the throne and crown of the United Kingdom. Black Star video, and with the Paris attacks. So what I'll show you today is a couple of hundred screenshots of David Bowie's Black Star video with notes on their meaning, on their obvious meaning and on their occult meaning, and how that relates to the Paris attacks, how it relates to the Prince of Wales, and how it very definitely names a New Zealander in relation to Prince Pretender, Prince of Wales, and Tenant King. So this is a new format, and for those who don't know, this is what the music sounds like for David Bowie's Black Star video. And that carries on. Just so you get an idea. Bobby took his quilt and bravely cried. Right, so that's how it sounds. And so what I'm going to try to do now is share the screen, which is conversations, share screen, start. So now, yep. Jim, you can see my screen.
Not yet, Greg.
Okay.
Yeah, there we go. I got
it. You've got it now?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's you. Whoops. There we are.
There it is.
Okay. Good. Okay, so David Bowie's Black Star music video. The teaser was released at midday on Friday the 13th of November, which is the same day as the Paris attacks. And in the Paris attacks, no one died. In the Bataclan Theatre, supposedly 89 people died, but they were all reticulated dummies. And the astronaut in the Black Star video is also a reticulated dummy and is shown in the same position as the reticulated dummies in the Bataclan Theatre.
Yes, in my research on the Paris attack, you can see that the photograph at the theatre of the crowd has been photoshopped. It's a fairly elaborate job. And then the photograph of the residue afterwards, they do appear to be a series of dummies with what looks like it is something like a blood. Maybe it's chicken blood that appears to me to have been put down by a mop. And where it actually seems to bear striking resemblance to the blood red bee for Brussels, Greg, I don't know if you've noticed that. So some of us have inferred that it was intended to send a signal that something was yet to come, which would turn out to be the Brussels attack.
These are all false flags, and one alludes to the other, which alludes to the other, and they all have meaning. The eight painted on the in blood on the Bataclan floor, part of that also formed the three of the Brussels airport symbol, which is also an M side on.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. And of course, we want to distinguish between false flags, which are events possibly real that are simply blamed on some source other than brought it about, such as 9/11 being blamed on 19 Islamic terrorists under control of a guy off in a cave in Afghanistan when it was actually brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons in the Department of Defense, most of whom had come from the Project for a New American Century, and were dual U.S.-Israeli citizens and the Mossad, versus an orchestrated event or a completely fabricated event, such as the Boston bombing, where you have amputee crisis actors, you have Hollywood blood put down after the alleged explosion, and where smoke, we've even discovered, Greg, is coming from a smoke machine.
Yeah, it's totally fake. And we're living in a totally fake world, and they're telling us that we're living in a totally fake world. And what David Bowie is telling us, he's confirming that we also have a totally fake monarchy. We've got a totally fake police force, courts, military, wars, and monarchy. The monarchy is completely fake. And if we didn't have if we had a real monarchy, we wouldn't have these other fake things. You know, these false flag events. False flags are there to tell us that our entire world view is fake. everything.
Yes, I think there's a lot of substance to that claim, yes.
Yeah, okay. So Bowie, David Bowie's video is almost 10 minutes long, but his teaser was 30 seconds long, and it came out at midday on Friday, the 13th of November, 2015, 500 minutes before the Paris attacks. And he's possibly one of the first people to open up a music video with an image of a shrub. And the shrub is, in Maori, it's called Toi Toi. And Toi 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 means best of luck for the opera. Like break a leg means best of luck for the play. So when you've got people going on to an opera, to act in an opera or operetta, which the Bataclan is an operetta, you say Toi Toi Toi. So David Bowie's first image is of the Toi Toi shrub. And in New Zealand, the Toi Toi is also called Prince of Wales feathers, because it resembles the three ostrich feathers going through the I serve crown of the Prince of Wales. So in David Bowie's opening image, he was saying, best of luck for the operetta in 500 minutes time. And 500 minutes refers to 500 yards, which is the length of St. Paul's, and 500 yards, which is the length of the Royal Courts of Justice. So it meant that religion and law were watching. You there, Jim?
Fascinating. Yeah. Go for it. I love it. This thing about the shrub and Toi Toi Toi. Yeah, fascinating. Yeah.
Okay. So they were basically naming a New Zealander in the Prince of Wales Decider, whether that New Zealander was deciding who was the Prince of Wales or whether he was also going to be a contender for the Prince of Wales. And that comes out as Prince Pretender, Tenant King, and Prince of Wales. And the Tenant King.
And is that therefore an allusion to you as a New Zealander?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. and there's more allusions. Bowie gives about half a dozen allusions to me in his video. So the next, in this teaser, there was about 9 or 10 slides, just single images virtually, a little bit of movement in them. But this image here, the second image, is the Mexican Day of the Dead with Masada behind, with the island plateau with towers on it. And here they claimed that 960 died by jumping off the edge of the cliff and suiciding. But of the 24 bodies found, they only made up 0.96 of a body. 24 parts of bodies found. So that's only 1 in 1,000th can be proved. So it translates as thousands of lives, and historians are now saying that the Masada suicide, which is a great epic, biblical epic, it never happened. And there's so much of history that never happened, including the Magna Carta in 1215. That never happened. And that's what we base our judiciary on. So the next image is...
What is the foundation for denying that the Magna Carta was ever signed? I mean, that's one of the epical events in all of Western civilization.
I know. We should do a whole interview on it. But there is no original copy of the Magna Carta. There is no original signed copy of the Magna Carta. There are only draft copies. And they have the year wrong. Some say it's 1214, some 1215, 1216. There's actually plaques and monuments up to the Magna Carta in 1214 when it was supposed to be written in 1215. It actually never happened. And then they killed King John in 1216, and then they backwrote the entire piece of history in 1234. So that's an aside. We'll do an interview on that, maybe in a week.
That's rather stunning stuff, Greg, all by itself.
Oh, that's fantastic, yeah. But what Bowie's telling us is the old reality's gone, and the new reality is upon us. And what I found out, I did an interview last week, and I was talking about the end times and how the end times were in 2014, and with the same analysis, they all link together. I found out when the end time dates were and where it was marked and what buildings, etc. And the other person was saying that they'd found out virtually being told very similar information from a different angle with very similar dates. So Bowie was quite aware of the end times. So anyway, this is the second image or third image is the breast candle of Isis, who's the Egyptian goddess. And Isis was called Marie, M-R-E-E, which means beloved. And Marie became the Christian name Mary. And Mary and the Virgin Mary meant priestess of Isis. And the Virgin Mary was played by Queen Victoria. And that's exemplified at Temple Bar, which is under the Griffon Dragon. And Queen Victoria had 9/11 children. She had one legitimate child and then 9 royal bastards and then 1 commoner. So she's got 9/11 children. It's just a little number plate.
That's a very curious.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a very curious coincidence.
Now the fourth image or so is the jeweled skull in the astronaut's suit. And the jeweled skull represents the jewel of the English, who was written up as Julian English in Appointment in Samara by John O'Hara. I've got a copy of it here. And Julian English, the character Julian English, refers to the hereditary prince of Saxe-Coburg and Gotha, also hereditary prince of Sachsen-Coburg and Gotha, who faked his death in 1899 and died in 7 different ways. So they've got the jewel of the English in an astronaut's suit, faking his death in 7 different ways. Next image is...
Yeah, I love that in the astronaut suit, right?
Yeah, it's
wild. What do you take to be the role, the symbolic significance of the astronaut suit?
Well, I'll get to that, but basically the reticulated dummies. I'll show you the image of the reticulated dummy astronaut in about 10 slides.
Okay.
Okay. So here's the next image. These people are shaking. They're catatonic and they're downloading. And the white man's the man and the black man's the shadow man. So it's your man, you yourself in the public, and your shadow man, your psyche, your inner psyche, what you do in your spare time, how you develop your psyche. So, and they're living inside a wrecked pyramid. So we're doing catatonic downloading on Earth when the pyramids aren't operating. You know, they're not working anymore. And so the value that both blacks and whites offer, this is the message of it, is in the download. The pyramid is wrecked, so pure downloads are harder to come by. But that's what we as individuals offer, is realization. And when we share that realization, that has value with the rest of the world. And that can be things like inventions or cognizance. And then we've got 3 strong...
And the word realization here means what?
Realization is when we realize something and we communicate it to others or build it and we make it real so that other people can either repeat it or use it repeatedly.
Okay, so it has to do with comprehension, communication, and replication in relation to ideas or memes.
Yeah, your ideas or memes, you know, have swept around the world, and it's now what you initially discovered and uncovered is now common knowledge. Yeah, and
yeah.
What I've realized and uncovered and shared is now common knowledge. And you'll occasionally find someone who will tell you your research from 7 years ago and say that they discovered it. You know, those little gorgeous moments. So,
of course, the term common knowledge here really means widespread belief. People believe it to be true, not that they are actually able to demonstrate, provide the grounds, reasons, or evidence that warrants the belief, but common knowledge is used that way.
Yeah, well, it's common knowledge now that the planes didn't hit the Twin Towers. There were no planes. You know, that's now common knowledge.
Well, I would like to believe that, Greg. I would like to believe that. I still get a lot of resistance, even when I lay it out. But I've just been told that my 2-hour interview with General Albert Stubblebine, U.S. Army retired, who was in charge of all U.S. Signals and Photographic Intelligence, which is the real deal, episode number 100 on the 9/11 crash sites. It's had some 40,000 views now, so maybe it is becoming common knowledge.
Well, I've had old biddies on the street coming up to me and just chatting, and what they're actually saying is what was a conspiracy theory 7 years ago, and it's now common chatter of conservative elderly.
I love it, Greg. I think that's wonderful.
Yeah? Okay, so the next image is the three straw men crucified on the cross amongst the Kōrero, which is the feathery Maori toy toy, or Prince of Wales feathers. And that shows a New Zealand Maori influence in choosing the Prince of Wales, because all of the royal families take their providence back to the crucified one, being crucified on a cross. So we're talking about, what Bowie's saying is, we're talking about the origins of royalty. And he's saying that because the straw men up on the cross, maybe they died in name only and didn't actually go through the crucifixion. And there's a fair amount of evidence for that, things like the trial was held at night and was therefore illegal, things like that. But all of these images that I've just shown you on the video teaser are as dark as they were in the video. So here's one of the last ones. Bowie holds up it appears to be a Bible, so we'll call it a Bible. It's got a black star on it, so I'll call it the Black Star Bible. And he's acknowledging the prior to Sion. He's acknowledging that he is prior to Sion, which is the top of the secret orders, an illuminated initiate of the Star of the East, because in this position, he's holding up the Black Star Bible to the east, which means Sirius, which means Isis, who's the mother of the Egyptian Trinity, and in Christianity, that is the Virgin Mary. Right? But what Bowie's saying is that he is prior to Sion, because the Black Star is the symbol of Sirius.
Like now, Greg, I haven't followed David Bowie much. Is he typically giving cryptic kinds of songs and presentations and videos that are laden with symbolic significance? Is that his style?
Absolutely. Since 1976, when he sung the Station to Station song, and he mentioned the line, from Kitha to Malkuth, which means from serving the crown to becoming the crown in one move, right? And that's pretty much what has happened. And I can give you a little bit of background to that. You've got two Balfour Agreements. You've got the Balfour Agreement 1917, which is essentially Britain assisting Ashkenazi Jews in giving them Palestine and calling it Israel. So that was Balfour Agreement 1917. There was another far lesser known Balfour Agreement 1926, and that was basically saying, if a country has a government that is operating from overseas or is not functioning or does not have the faith of the people, then the Chief Justice has all the powers of the monarch and may even become the monarch. So that means the Chief Justice of the judiciary in the United Kingdom, if they ensure that the government is completely horrible, just no one has any faith in it, and that the government is actually given to Brussels to operate as an EU, then the Chief Justice of the United Kingdom automatically becomes the monarch, or has all of the powers of the monarch, which essentially makes them the monarch, right? And that's called From Kitha to Malkuth. That Balfour Agreement 1926, exactly 50 years later, David Bowie produced his Station to Station song, which said, From Kitha to Malkuth. It was recorded in LA, and Bowie can't remember recording the song, writing the song, or even being in LA. He says he was so drugged out that the only way he knows he'd recorded it and that he was in LA recording it was someone told him.
That's pretty far out.
Yeah, so here we've got an agent, essentially, who's saying, that he's made the song exactly 50 years to the day after it became law. And when it happened in November, mid-November 1926, it was signed by King George V, and he immediately sent his son, George Duke of York, who was going to become King George VI, he immediately sent him to New Zealand, which was by ship, to meet with the most sacred woman in New Zealand and copulate with her and produce a child at Franz Josef Glacier. That was where they conceived the child. That was in March 1927. And Franz Josef Glacier translates as Francis Joseph Glacier, Francisco Joseph Glacier. So they had my co-author and my names in it. And then that child was King George VI's only legitimate son. And then King George VI's doctor then introduced me to him in 1967. And then at the same time as the meeting, they changed the currency from British pounds and pence to New Zealand dollars and cents. And removed the crown out of the currency. So there was no longer a current crown, was the code for 1967. And then the mirror number 1976 was the Station to Station song, from Keitha to Malkuth. And the judiciary has been trying to achieve from Keitha to Malkuth, and then myself and David Bowie and the Paris attacks and the Black Star video did it. And this is what I'm showing you, how it was done, because the courts aren't operating in the UK. They can't hear the case. They don't have subject matter jurisdiction. And they swear an oath to condemn anything against the Queen, which is called, we will let anything against Her Majesty. And let is spelled L-E-T-T, which means to condemn. So
Greg, you're saying MI6 and the Crown had a major role to play with the Vatican attack and staging it and so forth too.
Oh, I'm saying more than that. I'm saying that Queen Elizabeth II funded the Paris attack.
Fascinating.
And it was designed by the Priory de Sion, which is the top of all the occult orders, like above the Illuminati, above Rosicrucians, above Freemasons, and above Templars, and above all the religions. And they were all complicitly part of it. And what it was a worldwide witnessing of actually myself being named as Prince Pretender and Tenant King. And the Tenant King came about with the 10 eights. Queen Victoria was conceived on the 18th of August, 1818. There's 4 eights. And then I struck Queen Elizabeth II with a black wand on the 17th of August, 2015. That's 3 eights. And then 88 days later, they had the Paris attacks and painted an 8 on the floor of the Bataclan Theatre. And the Bataclan Theatre was built, it opened on the 3rd of February, 1865. And it was based on the Bataclan operetta, which was first shown in the same area on the 29th of December 1855, and that was based on a letter written by Queen Victoria on the 17th of March 1850, which I own. And that letter says, assemble him claimant. Yeah?
Yeah.
So the letter from Queen Victoria says, assemble him claimant, and the Bataclan operetta is based on, this person accidentally kills the 5 most important people in France with a sword, and then he's delivered a letter on a silver platter saying, you are now the emperor, right? And he becomes the emperor on the condition that that he provides an escape route for himself and his friends. And I'm suggesting that the escape route that I'm offering is the United Kingdom's removal out of the European Union. Because if the UK goes to the European Union, you'll have the Chief Justice claiming to be the monarch of the United Kingdom. And Brussels and the EU will own all of England and all of its aspects. So this is a final attempt. It's kind of like a final attempt by the high orders to get a whole world to focus on this one story where this guy has a letter from Queen Victoria and we are naming him the Prince Pretender and the Tenant King, and we've done it in this way, and we hope that Joseph Gregory Hallett notices it and can put it in a format that people will understand it. So I've got these 300 slides, and I've got a 20-page document, and I've got a chart. And I tried to get the document and the royal poster and the chart notarized on Thursday the 31st of March 2016. And it's the first time they refused to notify, to notarize any of my documents. I've got about 750 pages of documents notarized and apostilled, but on Thursday, a week ago, they refused to notarize my document because they realized, they're just starting to realize how important it is, right? And the advantage of a notarized document is the opposition then has to prove that you have committed fraud or forgery, fraud or forgery. And neither of the documents or any of the documents are forged, and none of them are a forgery. So that means that it's a fait accompli.
Are you going to have to find another notary?
Yeah, I'm going to have to raise funds to fly to some strange country in the world to get my documents notarized and apostilled. Yeah.
That's completely ridiculous, Frank.
Well, it is in itself a confirmation that I'm absolutely on the right track, right?
Yes.
And the notary was very pleasant about it. He says, look, you know, it's just not worth me doing it. I'm sorry.
How did he know? How did he come to the realization?
Well, I showed him the documents, right? And he looked at it and he said, oh, I can't sign that one. And I said, why not? And he says, well, it's against my oaths to the crown, right? He swears two oaths to Queen Elizabeth II, yeah? So
he's got an oath to what? Preserve, protect, and defend the crown?
Well, actually, they changed the oath. It's quite incredible what happened. See, the true royal dossier was opened in February 1996, and word leaked out that Elizabeth was not the queen and that she was not the monarch. And Prime Minister John Major even said publicly, the queen is now just a commoner. And he said that in 1997.
He said that in public.
Yeah, absolutely. If you look at John Major, you look him up.
Well, it can't be the case that the public did not notice, right? There must have been widespread astonishment.
Yeah, that was to do with the EU. When Elizabeth signed England into the EU again in 1997, Prime Minister John Major stood up and he said, the Queen is now just a commoner. And it's true. She's always been a commoner, but now she's definitely just a commoner. So, let me see where we're up to.
You're not desirous of covering all 300 slides.
We're talking about the swearing of the oath, right? So the dossier was opened in February 1996, 1997. Prime Minister John Major says the Queen is now just a commoner. And 1998, the Queen changes the oaths. So the oaths are not swearing to the British Islands. They're swearing to, specifically, Queen Elizabeth II. And 280 dukes, including three royal dukes, marquises, barons, lords, earls, etc., they refused to swear the oath to Queen Elizabeth II, the new oath to Queen Elizabeth II. And Queen Elizabeth II removed all of their speaking rights in the House of Lords.
You're kidding me.
No. So they could no longer speak in Parliament.
Greg, this is absolutely astonishing.
That's on Wikipedia as well, right? So, you know, it's
similar. But does the world realize, at least in the UK, what's going on here? How widespread is understanding of what this means?
Well, you can ask the question, how widespread is understanding?
I know, but I mean, I'm saying this must have come as such a bolt of lightning to the commoners.
Well, Yeah, if they had the nous to think, or if they had the wherewithal to think. I think most people in England are just living in a state of fear that they can put bread and butter on their table from day to day, you know, and they don't have enough money to have enough time to have the grace of actually thinking and weighing up. They talk in sort of short sentences and go, oh, we know, we suspect, but what can we do? And then they just carry on, you know. So anyway, so back, that's a little background intro. I was actually going to do another interview showing all of the background because I want to talk to you about the end times as well, and the public notice that I've done. It's basically, what I tried to get notarized was how David Bowie rendered the King of England in the end times. That's what it's called, right? And essentially this presentation I'm showing you now is how David Bowie rendered the King of England in the end times. The end times were in 2014. The tribulations is 2012 to 2019. And then David Bowie did this video in November 2015. And the timing was quite accurate because I was given the letter saying, assembled claimant in 2012. I was given it again in 2013. I was given it again in 2014. And then David Bowie does the video showing this in 2015. And I think part of the reason he's doing it is because my documents, my 650 pages of legal documents, instead of being sent to Salford and Manchester for minor cases to be prejudged, because everything's prejudged, judges do nothing. It's MI5 and the Mossad that decide all the cases in England. So my cases, my 650 pages was actually sent to Temple Bar and the Royal Courts of Justice. And in Temple Bar, prior to Sion, we were notified and interested. And then the essence of it was given to David Bowie, who's prior to Sion. And it's quite well known that David Bowie is in the occult and has a strong interest in the occult. And he's worth £800 million, and he was a huge, huge influence on society. So they would use him to get a point across. So he actually specifically refers to me 6 times in his video, and with the 89 people dying in the Bataclan Theatre, well, they're actually reticulated dummies. I thought, well, we'll do that thing and we'll look up page 89 of my book, and it says, it shows the golden pyramid under the dog, which is called the Golden Delta, which refers to royalty, and it refers to Anubis, who's it's under the bottom of the dog, who's the partner of Isis, which is in the video, and, it refers to the architect has the secret. And I was an architect for 22 years. So that's why it was 89 people that died, you know, supposedly died in the Bataclan Theatre.
To index the page of your book that was at stake here.
Which says, and on my book it says, it's actually a full page picture, but the text either side of it says, the architect has the secret.
The architect has the secret.
And I'm the architect. I wrote the book and I used to design buildings. I was an architect for 22 years.
This is just stunning stuff, my friend. Absolutely stunning stuff. Do you want to try to cover a very large number of slides, in which case I should not interrupt or interject with questions?
Well, we can spread it over, you know, we'll do sort of a 2-hour session here, and then we'll probably carry on as much as we need.
Okay.
So it might actually be around this topic, it might actually be 6 1-hour sessions, you know, depending on how it goes. In the Black Star music video, it opens with,
because we have 20 minutes to go in this segment.
Okay, we'll get a few of these done. So the first image in the Black Star full video, which was released on 2045,
Greenwich Mean Time, 19th of November. So that's 4 days, five, 13, 5, 4, I can't add. 6 days. That's 6 days after the Paris attacks, right? And 6 days after the video teaser, music video teaser, at 20:45 GMT, David Bowie releases the his full music video by his ISO Records, and it shows a space suit with the glove repaired with electrical tape. So it's saying that the moon landings were shonky, held together with electrical tape. There's electrical tape over the moon boot.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah.
And
Kubrick may even have filmed them in London on a soundstage, you know, for 2001. I mean, we have ample evidence that Stanley Kubrick filmed it.
Yeah, it was a complete hoax. It was a complete hoax. The 1960, only 1969 to 72 moon landings were a complete hoax, but that is not to say that we have not been out of the Earth's gravity by other means, you know, outside of our atmosphere, by other means and other times. And there is a theory that the fake American moon landings were designed to bankrupt Russia in competition. You
know? Well, it was certainly intended to illustrate what were, in a fraudulent fashion, the technical and scientific superiority of the United States were.
Yeah, well,
Americans were shocked when the Soviet Union launched Sputnik.
Yeah.
And, you know, therefore we had a lot of ground to make up and we couldn't, in fact, get there. It wasn't even scientifically possible, technically possible. There were a host of reasons that we had to fake it.
Yeah. Well, JFK said, if you can't make it, fake it. Yeah.
That would have been my impression that Jack would have said that. I think he believed at the time that it was possible, but others moved forward with the faking. I mean, you know, once you had Lyndon in office, all holes were open.
Yeah, he was a surf. So then there's a gas symbol which shows that the moon landings were all hot air. And all of these slides that I'm showing you now have had their brightness adjusted.
Okay.
Because David Bowie was releasing a really occult movie, occult music video. And it was dark, so you couldn't really see what was going on, but your mind did, right, by subliminal. So what I've done is I've brightened up all the images and exposed all the images, and then it actually takes away the sort of scary occult aspect to his video, and you can really see the symbols that he's doing.
Right? Yeah.
Okay. So then the smiley symbol, and the populace were incredibly gullible servants and treated as pigs during the moon landings. They're just basically taxpayers. And then the view from the cave, which is the two pillars in front, three pillars behind, indicates the two trinities. And then in the gold color, I've got the lyrics. So it says, in the villa of all men.
That also looks like a scene from Star Wars.
Yeah. But all men. I've
asked quite a few of these, actually.
Yeah. All men also refers to Ormond and Ormus and Ormic state of matter, which purportedly balances our left and right hemispheres of your brain. So the astronaut has a black star. It's a manufactured star, wasn't a light or a beacon. And the black star represents supergravity and death, which we'll get into. So the Dogon, so there's your black star in the screen, and the Dogon represent, and the seer of Egypt, who are now of Mali and West Africa, they use the black star outline to depict the planet Sirius, which has three planets with one invisible. It's the same. So there's two planets visible and one invisible, which is the same as our religion, you know, the mysterious, who's the Father?
You're talking about the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost?
Yeah, but who's the Father, you know?
which always led me to wonder whether this was supposed to be monotheism or some kind of polytheism, you know.
Yeah, exactly. But here we're saying, here the message is that the Christian Trinity was borrowed off the Egyptian Trinity, and I'm not the first to say that. And some people say that if you want to understand the Christian religion, you've got to study the Egyptian religion. And that's fair cop.
Well, you're really talking about some theological subtleties, yes, that were inherited, unsurprising.
There is a theory that the religion comes from a very complicated way of explaining how the stars work, you know. So Sirius B, the Sirius A, B, and C, perhaps. Sirius B is called Potolo, which means the star of deep beginning. And physically, the black star, Sirius B, acts similar to a black hole, perhaps because it's so dense. It's super dense. One teaspoon of Sirius B weighs 5 tons.
Really? Okay.
One teaspoon.
More dense than depleted uranium, I take it.
Yeah, so basically, if you got a teaspoon of Sirius B and put it on Earth, it would sink its way to the center of the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Po also means seed, so Potolo also means star seeds of deep beginning. And David Bowie had a huge thing with spacemen, you know, that he was a spaceman.
I notice a star image can be drawn with a single continuous line, you know. I mean, it's not two images superimposed. It's one single line down, over, yeah, across, down, back up, down.
Yeah. But also the vertical point coming down to the two base points, that's a vector. That shape it's called a vector, which means space and travel through space.
Vector is a force in a direction. You know, the directionality is a factor in a vector, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so Sirius has three stars with one invisible because the Trinity with Unknown Father. And tradition has it that soul travels through the silver gate from Sirius, through the silver gate to the body at birth, and through the golden gate returning back to Sirius at death. And David Bowie's video, a lot of it was about death and his impending death. So the solar eclipse here is very obviously a cardboard cutout. It's done really cheaply. So it's man-made. It's patched together like the moon landings. But it is showing Ouroboros, which is the two snakes that chase around the sun. Now, the theory is that Sirius is three times as big as our sun. And it's called the sun behind the sun. And the theory is that the spiritual knowledge comes from Sirius, goes to our sun, and then from our sun it's pushed down to Earth. And by spiritual knowledge I'm talking about cosmic waves, and by cosmic waves I'm talking about the air of the time, how people are feeling on the day, what the culture is, like say the air of the time in the 70s. With the, let's say, hippies and, let's say, Central Park in New York, had a particular vibe about it that isn't there now. Do you know what I mean? So I'm saying it was like the vibe of the time.
Yeah, this seems particularly far-fetched, though, Greg. Do you not agree? I mean,
this is actually the belief system of Priority Sion, right? What I'm telling you now is the official belief system of Priority Sion and the belief system of David Bowie, and he showed it to us in the videos for us to get it, right? And the whole video is about David Bowie almost praying for a pleasant death and a nice rebirth, and that this is the occult way that it's done, but it's being shown publicly for the first time, right? So if you look at the sun on a bright day, sometimes you can see two snakes running around the edge of the sun. And perhaps the sun is flashing blue and yellow.
Well, you don't want to look for too long or you're going to damage your retina.
Yeah, that's what people say, but I look at the sun a lot. You know, I like looking at the sun. So the theory is... So the theory is... It's called Ouroboros, these two snakes that chase around the sun. And it's got a name because... well, people can see it, right?
And the theory is that when the two snakes are chasing around the sun, but when Ouroboros is active, that's when Sirius is communicating to Earth. And Sirius is represented by Isis, which is the Egyptian goddess, who is called Marie, which means beloved, which is where we get Mary from. And Mary were the priestesses of Isis, which means that the whole Jesus Mary lineage were priests and priestesses of Egypt. Yeah?
Yes.
That's the message.
And of course, as a system of beliefs or interpretation of all this, I certainly recognize its
So this is
possibility, you know, not to imply that I share it, but I recognize what you're saying and why the, you know, this elaborate interpretation is taking place here, and something David Bowie accepts.
Yeah, I'll be very clear. This is not a conversion. But the lyrics that come out at the same time as this image is in the center of it all. So what he's saying is with this image, this is the center of it all. And in the center of it all is Sirius, which is the brother star to Earth's sun. So Sirius and Earth's sun, they're in a shared orbit. It's a very big orbit, but they're in a shared orbit. Okay, so here we've got the astronaut is deflated in a resigned pose of deflated dummy, the same pose as the reticulated dummies used in the Bataclan Theatre in Paris on the same day. And the word Bataclan is a French slang, it has become French slang, and it means everything is included. Right?
Yeah, go.
So
yeah.
David Bowie shows, he shows... he shows the short 30-second video teaser, and then Paris attacks happen the same day with reticulated dummies. And then 6 days later, he shows the full video, and that is showing reticulated dummies as well in spacesuits. So what I'm saying is that David Bowie was working hand-in-hand with the people who organized the Paris attacks, and that both were codified, and that they worked together.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Not that he'd ever acknowledge as such, but the case you're weaving here for the inextricable entanglement is really quite remarkable.
Yeah, thanks. So then it shows a woman and she's androgynous, right? So at first she looks male and then she looks more female. And then Bowie's showing you the theatrics of the Illuminati, and he sings on the day of execution. Right?
Well, but David Bowie has always had a vaguely bisexual character to himself.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. But he's singing on the day of execution. Right? And execution can mean death, but it also...
Yeah, and you're telling me again, just to reaffirm the point, that he put this out not long before the Paris attack. Was it 500 minutes before?
Yeah, 500 minutes is eight hours, 20 minutes before. So he put it out at midday on Friday the 13th, and the first bomb blast was at 8:20 p.m. GMT on the same day, which is 9:20 Paris time. CET, right? So, same day. So he's working with the Illuminati, and behind him is a pyramid with a circle in it, and David Bowie is singing on the day of execution. And he's singing that. The soundtrack came out on the 8th of November, right? Which was 5 days before the Paris attacks. So people had the soundtrack to the Paris attacks already. So it's on the day of execution. And execution also means to carry out. It means death, but it also means to carry out. To carry out a plan. To execute it. Showing that he fronts for the Illuminati. He's got a blind eye in front of the pyramid eye, and so it's suggesting that he's a front for the Illuminati. By eclipsing the eye of the pyramid, he is prior to Sion,
which is prior knowledge of the sun behind the sun, which is Sirius, because we've got our Earth sun and then Sirius are in kind of like a geocentric orbit, and that's at 1 minute. And then he sings on the day of execution again. Bowie gives a slitting throat gesture to show people die revealing this knowledge, and perhaps the Paris attacks again, and then only women kneel and smile. And then the female was male, was female, it's in a dress, so it's female, and she eclipses half of the eclipsed sun, which suggests that she is Isis of Sirius, which is the brightest star in the night sky, and also the Egyptian goddess, and you can just see a tail. So the tail renders her a god, or a god, depending on the capital G. And she's capable of being both male and female, just as Bowie was. And her tail is upright, moves right to the centre and to the left, which means that her tail is believed by all powers. So what it's saying is that the story...
So it's a tail that represents a tail.
Yeah, yeah.
T-A-I-L-E, T-A-L-E.
Yeah, yeah. So he Bowie and Kent for the Illuminati outside the pyramid before he enters the energy of the pyramid. As a
that looks vaguely sexual in the background.
Well, it's catatonic, really. So you've got a white female and male, and you've got a black male who represents the shadow, like the shadow psyche, and they convulse receiving creative downloads to build a pyramid or a metaphysical pyramid.
There's something there that looks even like an erection.
Where?
The black male there behind the white female.
All right, well, let's have a picture set. Bowie's singing at the center of it all is the pyramid and the Egyptian pyramid, and perhaps sex. That would fit. Bowie raises his hands in a gesture of prayer to Isis for his upcoming death, because, you know, he had cancer, he knew he was going to die. This is also the Masonic sign for help me. People use it in court.
Now, Bowie's still alive, is he not?
Put it this way. He's been taken out of the picture. And like I said before, if you're famous in America, you're allowed to fake your death. So I'm not convinced that a whole lot of people are dead. As soon as you're famous in America, you are allowed to fake your death. It's lawful.
Where might you come to know that, Greg? That's very interesting to me. I've never heard it before.
And I've mentioned it before.
Yeah, but what would be the source?
Good question. I'd have to look that up.
I'd be very intrigued.
Yeah, but it has been bandied about for at least the last 5 years. So here we go. Raises up Masonic sign for it's a Masonic sign for help me, right? So Paul McCartney wrote "Help" in July 1965. Help me, help me. And then he died 9th November 1966, which is 9/11/66. And he was replaced with body double Strawman McCartney. Yeah. And later on, when we see the figures on the Strawman on the cross, we'll see one of them actually imitates Paul McCartney.
Well, yeah, but Paul's replacement was physically not quite the same. They had plastic surgery to make him look more similar. He's taller, he has different teeth, a different palate, different ears, different shape and size of skull, but he's a phenomenal musician. I think it's arguable that Paul's replacement was even a more talented musician than Paul.
Yeah, he was a plagiarist, though. He stole 2/3 of Mull of Kintyre off Denny Lane.
Well, he's even been suggested as one of the as a candidate for having replaced Paul.
Who, Denny Lane?
Yeah.
No, not Denny Lane.
You need to see the four chapters I suppose we didn't go to the moon either. He's one of those who's being analyzed by James Larson as a possible candidate for having replaced Paul.
Yeah, I was at Denny Lane's son's wedding. It's not Denny Lane. But Stevie Ricks does a fantastic imitation of Denny Lane and Paul McCartney too.
Greg, this may be the point for us to take a break. This is a fascinating stuff. This is Jim Fetzer, your host on The Real Deal, with my very special guest, the revisionist historian Greg Hallett. We'll be right back.
Less than 3% of you people read books, because less than 15% of you read newspapers. Right now, there is a whole, an entire generation that never knew anything that didn't come out of this tube. This tube can make or break presidents, popes, prime ministers. Television is not the truth. Television is a circus, a carnival, a traveling troupe of acrobats, storytellers, dancers, singers, jugglers, sideshow freaks, lion tamers, and football players. We deal in illusions, man. None of it is true. But you people sit there day after day, night after night, all ages, colors, creeds.
Broadcasting live on network radio.
So turn off your television sets, turn them off now, turn them off and leave them off.
Now say, with moral certainty and considerable scientific authority, that the death of JFK was committed by a meticulously executed conspiracy which was obscured by an extensive cover-up. Murder in Dealey Plaza, edited by James Fetzer, goes to the heart of the JFK assassination. You'll read new and up-to-date information regarding the Secret Service, the Lincoln limousine, the medical evidence, the cover-up, altering the film, framing the patsy, and the silent historians. Also, 16 smoking guns, each one crushing the government's lone assassin scenario. A world-class chronology of November 22nd, 1963. Chapters by David W. Mantic, Gary Aguilar, Vincent Palomara, Douglas Weldon, Jack White, Ira David Wood III, James H. Fetzer, Doug Horn, and a classic essay by Bertrand Russell. The complete story in the pages of one single book, edited by James H. Fetzer. Read it now. Read it again. You'll use it as a reference. Murder in Dealey Plaza. Available at Amazon.com and major bookstores around the world. It's murder.
This is Jim Fetzer, your host on The Real Deal.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade.
It looks like one of those scenes of an old building being purposely dynamited and blown.
When we are successful,
I'm just a patsy.
And we will be.
You're ready to make to come to the microphone, so we'll listen.
Sir?
A new world order.
So my name's Robbie Parker.
It might have appeared that way, but from my close-up inspection, there's no evidence of a plane having crashed anywhere near the Pentagon.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories concerning the attacks of September the 11th.
President Kennedy died at 1 p.m.
Live from the Media Broadcasting Center.
Okay, so Bowie raises his hands up in a gesture of prayer to Isis for his upcoming death, because he knew he was going to die, and also the Masonic sign for help me. Paul McCartney wrote Help, which has got the lyrics help me, then died on 9/11. He's replaced by a body double Strawman McCartney. And in the next slide, he sings at the center of it all, and Isis begins to tell her tale. The tale's quite
prominent, and she inspects the deflated astronaut. And then he sings Your Eyes, and Bowie does the Maori hand-tremoring dance move, the wuri. It's called a wuri, right? And it's specifically Maori. It's not it's not Hawaiian or Tahitian. It's the Maori hand tremor wuri. So that indicates a New Zealand or a New Zealander, and Maori is actually spelled M-U-R-I, which is from the Atlas Mountains northwest of the Pyramids. And it was the English who came in about 1840 and changed the spelling, or invented the spelling of M-A-O-R-I. So this, the Maori Wuri, the handshake dance, indicates a New Zealander has been chosen to decide who is the true Duke of Saxe, Coburg and Gotha, and who is the true Prince of Wales, which would be me.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. And by Bowie, who is from the true lineage of Spaceman, it's a daunting task. Because he, you know, he sings about Spaceman. And then Isis inspects the deflated Spaceman from the failed non-moon landings, 1969 to 72. And at that same time, her tail forms a question mark, questioning the origins, and then the lyrics are Your Eyes, so to look with your eyes. So Isis, who's also Queen Victoria, lifts the veil on the jeweled skull. It's the jewel of the English, who is the Duke of Saxe, Coburg and Gotha. He was known as the Jewel of the English, and written up in John O'Hara's book, Appointment in Samara, as Julian English. And the monobrow confirms she's androgynous, still fertile, indicates Queen Victoria. And Queen Victoria assumed the name House of Saxe, Coburg and Gotha. But the person she officially married, Albert, officially married Prince Albert of Saxe, Coburg and Gotha, but he was actually Albert of Saxony and he was illegitimate. So she married a person under a fake name, and it was a big mismarriage because she was already married to Blind Prince George of Cumberland, who was the father of Prince Marcos Manuel, who became King John II of England in 1869. Then we've got the breast-shaped candle, continually flame, indicates Isis, who's called Marie, which means beloved. Marie became the Virgin Mary and Queen Victoria, with her 11 continual pregnancies, one legitimate, nine royal bastards, and one commoner. 191, you get your 911. For now, the candle breast is Isis and a pregnant 9/11. David Bowie then died on the 10th of January 2016, which is 119, which is also 9/11. Candle is the wax record of kings and queens with Isis partner Anubis watching over to correct. Now, records were made out of something called wax. You know, the old 45s and 33s and 78 records, the black vinyl.
Sure.
The basis of that was called wax.
Sure.
So the candle represents the wax record. And because we're dealing with Isis, Anubis, Queen Victoria, we're talking about the wax record of kings and queens. And Isis' partner, Anubis, he, in the Egyptian Trinity, he then became Osiris, and Osiris was a green man. And that green man was then transported to England as the green man. And the green man watches over kingship, makes sure it's done correctly. So then here we've got a brief history of the Jewel of the English. I'll just read it out. Hereditary Prince of Saxe, Coburg and Gotha, Prince Appy the Younger, 1874 to 1899, he danced with Queen Victoria at a Diamond Jubilee on the 22nd of June, 1897 and held King George III's pistol to Queen Victoria's head and shouted, "Tell them who Bertie, Prince of Wales' father is," which was Baron Lionel Nathan de Rothschild, who was the English banker. Then at his parents' unhappy silver wedding anniversary at his own Rosenau Palace in Coburg on the 22nd of January 1899, Prince Afi, the same Prince Afi, caused another scene and was promptly removed from Friedrichstein Castle and then sent 650 kilometres to the Martinsbrunn Sanatorium in Gratsch, Austria, Italy, where his death was faked on the 6th of February 1899. Prince Afi, according to the historians, Prince Afi died in seven different ways. His health broke down, consumption, pulmonary tuberculosis and withered away, tumour, syphilis, shot himself, married a seven-year-old girl and suicided, or died in the Martinsbrunn Sanatorium after 10 days. Instead of dying, Prince Afi travelled 1,800 kilometres further to his sister Marie, who was married to the Prince Regent of Romania, Ferdinand, who became king in 1914. And as soon as he moved in, they built a 70-room little palace castle next door, which is about a five-minute stroll away. And Prince Afi changed his name to William Branner. And Branner means, it's an acronym for Born Royal and Now Alone. Then in 1922, Prince Afi, the same Prince Afi, escorted his niece to Yugoslavia to marry King Alexander the Unifier, who ruled 1921 to 34. And Afi was there made Prince Karageorgievich, and he met the king's sister, Princess Helena, who was an exile from Russia, whose husband had purportedly died in 1917-1918. And Prince Afi and Princess Helena moved to Cap Ferrat and near Nice in France. And then Somerset Maugham was a British spy, and he was sent to Russia basically to fail in stopping the Bolshevik takeover of Russia. And then he moved next door to Prince Afi, and around 1933, Prince Afi confessed that he faked his death and that he wasn't so much William Branner or Prince Karageorgievich, but was in fact the hereditary prince of Saxe, Coburg and Gotha, and Sachsen, Coburg and Gotha. Somerset Maugham wrote this up as An Appointment in Samara, which was 200 words. It's based on the 553A stuka from Samara. And then Somerset Maugham got John O'Hara to write Appointment in Samara the next year. So exactly the same title except for the word "an." And then in Appointment in Samara, the main character is Julian English, which is the Jewel of the English, and he meets the most important people in the area called Gibbsville, which is a joining of Coburg and Gotha, and he pours ice cubes down his back, and that's the same instance as Prince Afi holding a gun to Queen Victoria's head, the most powerful woman in the room, and shouting, "Tell them who Bertie Prince of Wales' father is."
Yep. Now, great. That was a historic event that occurred.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it actually happened. Everything that I've just said happened is true.
Yeah, that's just extraordinary.
Yeah, I know, and it's fascinating. It actually took me about 7 years of research to find out what happened to Prince Afi of Saxe, Coburg and Gotha. It's one of the British Crown's best kept secrets. In fact,
Did she survive this action of putting a gun to the head of Queen Victoria?
Yeah, she lived for another 4 years. But it meant that Prince Afi, the hereditary Duke of Saxe, Coburg and Gotha, was removed out of polite society and stripped of his titles. And then his Prince Afi's and Princess Helena's grandson came and saw us, and he delivered Prince Afi's 1912 Almanac de Gotha, which is the list of all the royals. It was in French. And then on page 98 and page 99, in pencil, he had written up their new surname in the position that they would have been in the Almanac de Gotha. And they wrote, on page 98 at the top, they wrote Karageorgievich, and then on page 99 they wrote at the top Kadich, and Kadich is the short version of Karageorgievich. So it was J.O., which means John, J.O. Kadich, who delivered the almanac to Gothra and confirmed the story. Yeah, yeah. So that was interesting. So then this jeweled skull, it brings the jeweled skull, the jewel of the English, to new light. The jeweled skull is the hereditary prince of Saxe-Coburg-Gotha and Julian English in his appointment with death. And David Bowie is talking about his own appointment with death, that he died 2 months later. And then we've got Somerset Maugham interviewed the deceased Prince Appy, who in 1933... and he'd been dead for 34 years. So then inside the downloading heart of the pyramid, the selves and shadow selves. And then the skull of His Royal Highness of Saxe-Coburg-Gotha is half covered by a Christian or a Templar cross. This woman represents Isis and Queen Victoria with the monobrow. So she carries the bejeweled hereditary prince of Saxe-Coburg-Gotha into the Mexican Day of the Dead. And she looks to the left, seeing and acknowledging all the future hereditary princes of Saxe-Coburg-Gotha and dukes of Saxe-Coburg-Gotha from 1899 to 2011 were fake. And in 2011, I had... It's called Purifying the Sword. I purified the sword of the Duke of Saxe-Coburg-Gotha and purified the sword of the Duke of Saxe-Coburg-Gotha and awarded the title to the correct person, which was Francisco Manuel. He acknowledged that in writing. So that's called Purifying the Sword. So when I talk about the Magna Carta, I'll be talking at the level of purifying the sword of King John of England. So therefore the true one is yet to be found. The Mexican Day of the Dead is looking at Masada, where 960 purportedly died, but they only found bodies of 0.96, so lie times 1,000, that one. And in going through the history, one of the things we've got to find out is what's true and what's not, you know. So this represents tales from the east, the tales going to the east, tales from the west, and then tales from the north, and tales from the south. And Masada is just a tale, 99.9% untrue. And all the 24 bodies found make up 0.96 of one body, which is 0.1%, one in 1,000. Selves and a shadow selves, headless and catatonic, downloading. The white guy's head actually appears to almost be coming off there, so does the black guy's head. But David Bowie was very much into the creative process. So blind Bowie, he's got beads on his eyes. He understands the how but not the why of the death journey to Sirius.
Who created the images? Are they paintings? Greg, it's unclear to me exactly what we have there.
Where's that one?
No, not this one, but the previous, for example, yeah. Who created those images?
That image there?
Yeah, any of them.
Well, they were done in a video, music video. So they're all live people, and it's all real. But you know, the woman's tail.
They're all from a computerized, computer graphics, that sort of thing.
Well, only the woman's tail is added by graphics later. Well, the backgrounds are probably, you know, generated in green screen, etc. So here, Blind Bowie understands the how but not the why of the death journey to Sirius, and it's what he's trying to work out. And the later lyrics are, I can't answer why, but I can tell you how. So he's really discussing with his audience about death and what the high orders think of death. And these people here, they're really shaking. They're shaking quite catatonically, almost violently. And they're shaking to the core. Because what we're finding out now is that everything we know has been a lie. Everything. So in Bowie's death, he's trying to discover out what's death about and what's birth about and, you know, where do we go and all that sort of stuff. So they've got an oriental window in the background, so it refers to the oriental Illuminati inside the pyramid. Apparently it's got lots of money. So white man zombie living the lie, shadow man zombie living the lie, and Victorian female zombie lived the lie. Because, you know, Queen Victoria was supposedly mourning from 1861 to 1901. When in actual fact, she's really very sexually active. And the whole marriage to Prince Albert was a sham. It was a facade, and that they were close was an absolute facade. And there's a good argument to say that Prince Albert died a virgin because he wore something called a Prince Albert. So his genitalia...
A cod piece you're talking about?
Well, no, his penis was pierced and held up around his waist, so he actually couldn't perform coitus.
Mm.
You know, so he was useless. Black man, shadow man, catatog, zombie. It's all about getting the download, and that's what David Bowie was about as well, was getting the download of, for the creativity, and that was what was precious, was the creative download. Bowie is Freemasonic blindfolded Illuminati. He's in the pyramid. He's got the circle behind him. He's half blocking it. He's blindfolded. British female, middle-aged, Satanic Mills, Victorian zombie. And the whole Satanic Mills thing is a big thing in the UK. And then David Bowie does the Maori hand movement again. Maori Atlas Mountains, Maori Haka moves again, indicating moving towards a New Zealander. Now the Anglo-Norman greeting is Kia Ora, and that's for like around the 1200s. And a Maori, it's Kia Ora. So it's almost identical. So the Anglo-Normans were in England and also in France, and the Maori Atlas, the Maori in the Atlas Mountains is just across the water from Portugal. So it's in North Africa, North Egypt. Basically, if you take Egypt and take the north coast of Africa, it's everything west of Egypt. And so they had the same language. The Maori had the same greetings as the Anglo-Normans in the 1200s. Which indicates that's where they're from. But the main thing is that Bowie's using Maori dance moves, which he's never done before. We've got the Mexican Day of the Dead merges into Masada. The Mexican Day of the Dead is the whole buildings in the front. And Masada with the Trinity of Towers is in the back. And then the song is ooh, ooh, ah. And then Masada merges into the candle wax, which is the record of history. Records are made of wax, the detail of history is a smudge. The most real thing about our history is actually breast milk, which is represented by Isis. And then it says, in the villa of all men stands a solitary candle, which is the breast. And then we get to the golden light. And at the center of it all, your hand, when Bowie's doing the Maori hand move. And then we see fertility-dressed woman prepare for a ritual in the golden light of the golden gate. So the golden light, the golden gate, represents death's door. You go through the golden gate when you die. That's at 3 minutes. And the New Zealanders are very, New Zealand Maori are very much into death. Bowie does the Maori worry, hand tremble movement again. It's identifying Maori, northwest of the pyramids in the Atlas Mountains of Algeria, Tunisia, and Morocco. And the lyrics at the center of it all, it's Isis, Sirius, hereditary prince of Saxe, Coburg, and Gotha, New Zealander, Maori, breast, and your eyes. And then your hand is the lyric. The fertile woman in fertility dresses, in a fertility ritual, and then the soul, as the headless skeleton floats unconscious to the eclipsed sun, which is the black star, which is Isis star, which is Sirius. So, and then there's the soundtrack. So we're looking at death, the soul returning to Sirius through the golden gate. and dying is called passing through the Golden Gate home to Sirius. The Egyptians call it westing, as in heading west. And fertile acolytes dance, raising the kundalini, their reproductive gri, so glands, etc. And they encant selective soul group reproduction, whereas the satanic woman is in slavery, so she dances catatonic. So here they're incanting together, the woman incanting. Then it sways them the golden light of Sirius Golden Gate, passing through Death's Door. And this is what the prior to Sion taught the Illuminati to believe. And that's confirmed at 3 minutes and 33 seconds into the movie, into the video, that the fertile women are bathed in the blue light. So these women here are in a group formation, dancing away, incanting, trying to download the soul of the Duke of Saxe, Coburg, and Gotha. The shadow soon download. It's the same thing, cutting back. And then the woman here are spiraling off in the fertile dance. And with the golden light again, spiral exit, it's imitating the solar system in the Milky Way. So they've incanted the rebirth of a particular soul group. And then that cuts to the feathery Maori toi toi, which is the closest plant to the Prince of Wales feathers, just as the hereditary Prince of Saxe, Coburg, and Gotha is the closest plant to the Prince of Wales, because it's the firstborn son and the secondborn son. Toi toi is also a good luck phrase for those entering the opera stage. Toi 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 is also used as a spell to hex evil spirits, and that's what Bowie was incanting to the world. And here Bowie starts to hold up the Black Star Bible to ward off evil spirits for his journey of death through the Golden Gate to Sirius. So he's using the toi toi toi, best of luck for the Grand Opera, which happened in Paris that day, and also his death, the Grand Opera of Death. So he's got the Black Star Bible, first acknowledges the East, which means the East Star, which is Sirius, which means Isis. Then he's acknowledging the North, and he's acknowledging the West, the Egyptians call westing. Death is westing. So the slaves are stilled and they look on because they relate to that westing. Cuts to the toi toi again. And this is a music video, you know? And it cuts to a shrub for 7, 8, or 9 seconds. It's bizarre. It's bizarre. And that's all code for the end times. So you knew about that. And it all means, the toi toi means good luck for the Grand Opera, Grand Death Opera, paid out in the Bataclan Theatre in 500 minutes time, and his own Grand Death Opera. So Bowie seeks blessings to remove hexes and to make a very public statement. The decider of the Prince of Wales and hereditary Prince of Saxe, Coburg, and Gotha will be a New Zealander, revealed as a Maori shaman. Again, Bowie acknowledges westing and his impending death. And then he moves to the south and the east, where he's illuminated. His face lightens up when he moves the east, which means Star of the East, Sirius. So that means that he's prior to Sion, which is top of the occult. And Bowie acknowledges the east for the second time. And then the lyrics are ooh. And he rests the Black Star prior to Sion Bible. And inside the pyramid again, Bowie's praying. He's praying in the illuminated temple, quite sincerely, with an oriental mason illuminated backdrop singing, "Something happened on the day he died." Spirit rose meter and he stepped aside. So he's sort of dispelling the Christian resurrection thing. Somebody else took his place and bravely cried, and that's what they think on this level. The occult belief is a double straw man was crucified in Jesus' place, if that happened, and hence the three straw men on the cross. The toy 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 means ward off evil spirits. And best of luck with the Prince of Wales decider to be announced by, and here's the lyrics, I'm a black star, that same day. Catatonic woman is wearing the Marian Black Friars blue-grey. So that's kind of confirming the relationship between Isis, Virgin Mary, and Mary Magdalene. And then how many times does an angel fall is the lyrics. Monobrow goddess Queen Victoria previously announced the Prince of Wales with the birth of a firstborn son. And that's at 5 minutes. But that's out the window because her firstborn son was secret, Prince Marcos Manuel. So from then, from basically 1834 on, all the rules were out the window. It was just what the public was told to believe. And Bowie's got a dilated pupil. Actually, it's in his left eye. But as we see it, it's his right eye. It's totally blackened. And that is in the Bible. Other people have written this up. It refers to Zechariah 11:17, and his right eye shall be utterly darkened, which suggests that Bowie could be the Antichrist or Antichrist. And one means the opposite of Christ, and the other means in place of Christ. But what actually happens is we're seeing it as his right eye, but it's actually his left eye. Right? So that makes all of us watching either the Antichrist or the Antichrist. You know, it's like a little joke thing. But this is important here. You've got a catatonic fertile acolyte, one of the women, dancing. And she makes the four acolyte steps, signifying she's entered into the mysteriness and is now a Sora, which just as Princess Victoria was, Queen Victoria, she was had entered into the mysteries and was a Sora, which means she was like qualified in the occult. These are steps towards Isis, and these steps are called the 4 degrees of the holiness of the initiation of Jesus, where Jesus was initiated into the mystery schools in a cave in Egypt. And that's straight out of my book, right? So I'll try and show it to you in fast form so you can see the movements. So that's the movements of it, right? They've just taken that straight out of the book. Because what they're trying to do, what the high orders are trying to do is, and they've been trying to do this since the 1300s, is they're trying to change the religion of the United Kingdom from Christianity and the Christian Trinity to including the Egyptian Trinity. So that's why there's all these overlays of Christianity and Egyptian. And that's kind of what they're doing here. So that's the second thing they've taken straight out of the book. So Queen Victoria squints, Bowie blinks, two arms raised up to the two towers of the Virgin Mary, which is actually under the Temple Bar Griffon Dragon. Post-catatonic white and shadow black metaphysical pyramid builders now also claim I'm a black star, that's the lyrics. Egyptians believe Isis was Sirius and relied on Marie Isis, waters to break, to flood and fertilize the Nile banks. So what happened was, the planet Sirius would go down beyond the horizon in Egypt. And when the planet Sirius rose up to the horizon again, the Nile would flood, and it would flood over the banks of the Nile and fertilize the Nile Valley. And that produced the harvest, or Horus, which was their son. So Isis remained a virgin because she never had sex with her mythological partner Anubis, but her waters still broke and she was still fertile, and she produced a son called Horus or Harvest every year. And that's how we get the Virgin Mary, because she produced a harvest by the waters breaking. Yeah, do you get it? You get the analogy?
Well, it's...
So you got Isis. You got Isis, who's the female goddess of the Egyptians.
Yes.
And that she's represented, or she represents the planet Sirius. And when the planet Sirius rises over the horizon in Egypt, at the same time, the Nile floods, and that fertilizes the entire valley. The waters of the Nile break. Her waters break. Isis's waters break. And that fertilizes the entire valley, which produces the harvest.
Yes.
Which produces the harvest.
This is classic Egyptian mythology.
Yeah, which produces the harvest, and the child is called Horus. So, Hermophanus, Horus and Harvest. And even Horus, Harvest, and Jesus are like Hermophanus. So, here we go. Bowie slow blinks with the blackened left eye, our right. The eye of Horus, Jesus waiting for the anti-antichrist. Bowie's left, our right eye utterly darkened. So that's covered. Isis is she who bore them all by the fact that her waters broke over the Nile, and she bore us all by feeding us. Isis lovingly smiles with one blackened left eye. Does this make us the Antichrist, Antichrist? You know, that's just part of the mythology that he's putting in his video. And then we've got the breast candle of Isis, the eternal flame, starts to reveal its phallic nature. It gets longer. The barrier that confesses, I can't answer why, just go with me. So he's going on this death journey, and he's worth £800 million. He's into the occult. He's been invited up to the top of the occult. He's in with the prior to Sion, and they're telling him how it is. And that he's relaying that information to everyone else. And it used to be the sort of information that you'd get killed for, but he's dying anyway. So I'm going to take you home. Rainfall in Egypt is where you get the word rain from, as in coronation.
Dave, just to be clear, are you saying Bowie himself was dying, and therefore this was like his last performance before his death?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And then his death would be announced, but he may not be dead, because it may have been a fake death. But it might also be that he actually is dead.
Yeah, I don't particularly mind either way. You know, he died on a certain date and did some certain...
What would have been his motivation for participating in this, making Black Star?
I think he had a contract, a 50-year contract with the prior to Sion. And they said, look, we will make all of your stuff work. We'll put you through all this. You will be the person that changes the direction of music. You'll be the person that changes the direction of fashions. You'll be the absolute cult figure, and in exchange, if we ask you to do something, then you do it. So I think the prior to Sion actually asked David Bowie to produce this video on their system, their belief system of death.
Now, we have 20 minutes left, Greg, and I know you have a lot of slides to cover, and I want to leave at least 5 minutes for a conversation with you about... So go forward.
Okay. Well, we're up to 134, and it goes up to about 270, right? So we'll get through what we can. And then we can always do a third hour interview at a later time. So I'm going to take you home. Rain equals rain, as in coronation. And the hereditary Sera rain priest represents Sirius as an upright black outline, black star pentagram, which I showed you before. So that ties in with rain and rain. Bowie acknowledges the east, acknowledges his priority to Sion, acknowledges the west, he's dying, and probably seen as a top occult of all the secret societies. And take your passport and shoes means take the walk you walk with you. And you said it as two, it's just a throwaway line. You're a flash in the pan, all your ego trips are nothing compared to Death's Golden Gate trip. He's blowing raspberries. Life was nothing at all compared to whatever. I'm the great I am, meaning Isis located in the black star of Sirius. That's what the, you know, people call Christian Bible as well. Of course, this thing, God, I'm the great I am. And then this little girl acts as if she's Isis, shouts, I'm a black star. I'm a black star, I've got game. I see right from white, so open hearted to plain. I want eagles in my daydreams, which is another Murray Wurry. He's doing another Murray Wurry hand quiver, acknowledges that code would be dreamed eagle of New Zealand. So someone from New Zealand who saw the whole thing. Diamonds in my eyes refers to the jeweled skull of Julian English, the hereditary prince of Saxe-Coburg-Gotha who faked his death. So when it shows the jeweled skull, then toy, Astrodeterra spelled a toy, cutty grass, it's called Prince of Wales Feathers. And then it shows the three crucified straw men up on the cross. It means that the English hereditary prince of Saxe Coburg and Gotha, the British Prince of Wales and the monarch of the United Kingdom were all straw men from 1899, 1900 and 1901. That is from 1899, 1900 and 1901, they were all fakes. Prince of Wales, Duke of Saxe Coburg and Gotha and the King of the United Kingdom, all fakes. So in New Zealand, any Portuguese was a Maori from 1524 and had Maori status in 1836. So Maori includes Portuguese. And I'm Portuguese, Spanish in New Zealand. So I'm registered as a Maori, but I'm not necessarily Maori. Bob Marley's dreadlocks were more imitated in New Zealand than anywhere else. And toy were called Prince of Wales Feathers, which we've covered. So David Bowie's Maori themes as the horizontal hand trimmer, the central crucified figure poking his tongue out, which we'll see, the Maori Portuguese priestess, we'll see, the dreadlock shaman, the toy, all mean a New Zealander corrected the English hereditary prince of Saxe Coburg and Gotha, who is the British Prince of Wales, and who is the monarch of the United Kingdom. So David Bowie and the priority see on Wish Him, which would me, Toy, which is best of luck for the opera and the Prince of Wales Decider tonight, which is in 500 minutes time. Like, this came out at midday on Friday the 13th of November 2015, and then the Paris attacks started 500 minutes later. You know, like 8 hours, 20 minutes later. It's all timed. It's all co-codified. So we've got the toy as best of luck for the Maori tonight and the Prince of Wales Decider and the Bataclan operator in the Bataclan Theatre. And Bataclan, since about 1760, the word Bataclan means everything included, the whole nine yards, the whole kit and caboodle. So when you're talking about Bataclan in relation to Prince of Wales or Prince Pretender or Tenant King or Crown of the United Kingdom, you're actually talking about the whole crown and throne of the United Kingdom and the whole, from Keith to Malkuth, the whole from serving the crown to becoming the crown in one move. Bataclan means all of that's included. So we've got Bowie saying, something happened on the day he died. It's the lyrics. We've got crucified strawman amongst the toy for an extended 8 seconds. Confirms a New Zealand Maori influence and the Prince of Wales Decider. Spirit rose a meter and he stepped aside. According to Bowie's prior to Sion, who dictated philosophy to the Illuminati, Rosicrucians, Freemasons and Templars, etc., Jesus didn't die on the cross. And the British royal family and the rest of the royal families actually claim descendancy from Jesus. So, you know, how could they do that if he died on the cross? Toy Toy provides an anti-hex curse to those strawmen with a cross to bear. Some lyrics, somebody else took his place and bravely cried. Bowie binds his hands to the Sicilian and looks as if to say, you must believe me on this one. And Bowie has a halo at bravely cried. And then to the words, I'm a black star, the strawman gyrates and comes back to life, remembering that he's part of the great I am, which is the definition of Isis. I can't answer why is the lyrics, and then he's got the halo again. But I can tell you how. So Bowie knows the how, but not the why of death. Bowie's a pro to see on Frater. He knows how it's done. I think he's actually quite into rituals. And then we were born upside down. Born the wrong way around. And the straw man gyrates. Starman was a straw man. Bowie, you know, wrote, sang Starman, which refers to fake moon landings. It's actually released about 4 days before the fake moon landings in 1969. That was pretty much what launched him. Bowie holds up the prophecy on Black Star Bible for the third time, moving from west to east. So moving from westing death to east, Isis and rebirth. And he's trying to remove any death curses, and that's why he surrounded himself with Toy Toy. So he's hexing the Wicked Witch of the North. And he's invoking, to the east, he's invoking the Egyptian trinity of Isis, Anubis, and Horus. And then the crucified strawmen gyrate on the cross as though identification of the strawmen enlivens the physical body back to life. That is, that when people realize that they're not their name, their physical body is separate from their name, that actually brings it back to life. And the resurrection may be in the separation of the name from the self. A whole study on that at the moment. And for an extended 14 seconds, the right crucified strawman gyrates happily, realizing his body has rose a meter and stepped aside, and only a strawman name is crucified. British aristocracy claim providence from the Trinity and crucifixion, but the Trinity of crucified strawmen are blessed amongst the Toy Toy, which translates as best of luck to the New Zealander and the Prince of Wales decider. And the New Zealander is identified by the one on the left is in New Zealand pioneering clothes. And the one on the right is wearing a pirate-type shirt. One in the middle, rather. So Bowie holds up the senior occult priority on Bible to the east, rebirth, and invokes the... He's really looking at the camera. Invokes the decided state of stare decisis by really staring into the camera. And then raises his left leg, which means the new king is hereby announced. So when you raise your left leg, it means the king. And when you, the legal term stare decisis means in a decided state. And Bowie is looking at the camera in a decided state with his left leg raised, holding up the priority on Bible saying, Prior to Sion and all the cult and all of the orders have decided that the new king is being announced. And this is, you know, the same day as the Paris attacks. And that's about the letter saying assemble and claim it. So Bowie holds up the senior cult prior to Sion Bible to the north, anti-hexing the witch of the north, and his left leg is still raised, meaning the new king is hereby protected. Bowie holds the senior cult priority to see on Bible to the west against dying, his left leg raised, meaning long live the new king. And that's 12 Black Star Bible raisings. 12 in all. So he went to the three positions, four times each.
and they cast to the toy toy signifying blessings and the removal of all hexes and curses. And that's what the toy toys codified as. This means the priority seal has made the decision as to who is the prince pretender and tenant king, confirmed by the ten eights on the Bataclan theatre floor. And the left strawman is a pioneer. He's dressed as a pioneering New Zealander by costume, and appears relieved and happy. This is also Portuguese, Spanish, and Hebrews wore this hat, and the Hasidics assumed this hat as their costume in the 1800s. New Zealand's Portuguese, Spanish, Hebrews, and Hasidics are happy with the Prince of Wales decider, so their collective strawman does a gyration dance and kind of move around from the pelvis. Toy Toy again mean the best of luck to the New Zealander, New Zealand Prince of Wales, and the Bataclan operetta, where everything is included. Prince of Wales and England's kingship take their providence from the Trinity and the Cross. Here, the strawman Trinity are blessed amongst the Toy Toy. The left strawman does Paul McCartney. Signature oral twist, confirming two Pauls and two Jesuses, as believed by the priority Sion, Catholic Church, and the head of the Anglican Church, Queen Victoria. So, Queen Victoria spent £1 million in her day trying to find out if her bloodline went back to Jesus, and she found out that there were two Jesuses, and she was the head of the Anglican Church and believed that there were two Jesuses. She was head of the Anglican Church from 1837 to 1901. The Catholic Church considered the two Jesuses to be their best-kept secret. Perhaps rock and roll or the music industry considers the two Paul McCartneys to be their best-kept secret. So that's how, if you look at the mouth on this guy, it's sort of going off to one side, and that's a signature of Paul McCartney.
Which was the signature of Paul McCartney?
The way his mouth is going off to one side, or...
Okay.
That's Paul McCartney does that, right? The second Paul McCartney does that. It's actually been quite clearly imitated by Stevie Ricks, who does music comedy, and he imitates people really well. So then the lyrics is, in the villa of all men, the all-female fertile soul group, encamped the soul of the hereditary prince of Saxe, Coburg, and Gotha. And an orb attaches itself to the priestess, identifying her principal energies and focus. And she turns around, and it's a Maori Portuguese priestess with Maori jewels. And Portuguese in New Zealand were considered highborn Maori. And just as an aside, Brazil is considered the daughter of Portugal. So if she looks Brazilian to you, it's Portugal as well. The Maori priestess displays the bejeweled skull of the hereditary Prince Afi of Saxe, Coburg, and Gotha. This is the jewel of the English, the Julian English. He faked his death in 1899, but lived in Cap Ferrat until 1937. It's confirmed by Queen Elizabeth II's father, Winston Churchill, who went to Cap Ferrat in 1921, the same year that hereditary prince who faked his death moved to Cap Ferrat, and Winston Churchill painted the seashore at Cap Ferrat and said, "Seashore at Cap Ferrat, 1921." So that's how that was marked. And then the lyrics are, as the truth, the skull, the bare bones of the bejeweled skull of the Prince of Saxe, Coburg, and Gotha are thrust forward. Fake death of the hereditary prince of Saxe, Coburg, and Gotha makes the fertile woman shake. There had been a royal breeding race. Again, Prince Afi, Saxe, Coburg, and Gotha faked his death. Port show he died in seven different ways. Fertile woman honors jeweled skull and bow to him in life and death. It's 8 minutes. But you can see it's quite, it's radiating like holographic light out of the skull. Then the lyrics at the center of it all, and then again is the trimming Maori hand movement, which means close to nature. And then a fertile woman
pledges her heart to the jeweled skull, and the lyrics are, your heart. She doesn't touch it, but she gets energy off the skull, and then she bows to the skull, and then she's touched on the left shoulder by an orb of light. And then she salutes the heavens on the day of execution, which means that it's going to be carried out. She's going to bear the child. And they salute the skull as though it was, as though royalty were gods. It blows into a dream. Only women kneel and smile, and then the women start kneeling. And then 11 fertile acolytes spin and shake. Beau prays that his new life is fertile. Portuguese married priestess continues to present the skull of the hereditary prince of Saxe-Coburg-Gotha and the hereditary prince of Sachsen-Coburg-Gotha. Fertile acolytes form around the skull, help with some golden light indicating Golden Gate, Sirius, Isis, death and rebirth. And they pogo hop from side to side, arms up in unison, cementing a fertility bond. And then raised up on the toes, magnetized, and then they crouch down and start in a sort of a sex slave position, start convulsing. And then you've got the female breast of Isis is now turned into a phallic shape. And then you've got the New Zealand shaman comes in, and he's wearing dreadlocks to allude to Bob Marley, who's more imitated in New Zealand than anywhere else. And then the acolytes continue to convulse, and then the shaman wears a bell to ring the time for change, for changing times. And here the women are imitating the sea, rising up like tide, brushing the sand, brushing the air spiral, forwards in time, backwards in time. So Mary Dreadlock Shaman looks like a sea monster. Water reforms, the origin of life, chaos surrounding death. Fertile initiate swathing in the sea. Back lights up on one woman. She's chosen. And then the skull is placed on her back. So fertility going back to Enki caused the waters to flow. That's how it's written up. Male equivalent of Isis. There's the good shot of the Maori Portuguese woman. So she moves the skull round in an elliptical fashion, clockwise and anti-clockwise, forwards in time, backwards in time, and it seems to be activated by her solar plexus. So warm, fertile women are swathing around in the tide, as the tide. And then she's chosen, one woman's chosen, the skull's brought into the middle of the circle, the Maori shaman incants, and the skull is placed on her back. Yeah, we've come to it. So, the activated jewel of the English emanates its hologram. It's now full of promise and promises beaming. It's placed to be delivered in 40 weeks' time. This gestation takes 40 weeks. So it was placed on the 13th, 15th, or 19th of November 2015. 40 weeks on top is the 2nd of August. It's plus or minus 20 days. That's to the 9th of September. And then you've got another 2 or 3 days for conception. So it's really to the 11th of September. Should read to the 11th of September. So what they're saying is that everything that David Bowie and the Paris attacks have put into place on the 13th of November 2015, it should have some fruition between the 2nd of August and the 11th of September 2016. That's what it's codifying.
There are a few more slides, right?
Yeah.
Can you go through them?
Yeah. So the New Zealand Maori shaman dances amongst the toi toi, incanting blessings for the being promises. The toi toi and Maori shaman dance in front of the three crucified straw men from which all royalty claim their rights. As a blinded Bowie looks on, or as a partially embalmed Joseph Bowie looks on for 40 days, indicating these are the 40 days of probation, which also ties in with the end times. Maori shaman makes his way through the toi toi on his way to bless the new trinity, which includes the crucified strawmen from around the world, and perhaps includes another trinity altogether, Egyptian. The Maori shaman and the toi toi is a statement, blessings to the New Zealander who made this happen. So it's really to me, because I wrote the books and uncovered the stories of the fake royals. The chosen fertile female pulsates prone on all fours, raising the final ingredients of her gri, which is like the energy for conception. As Isis opens the golden gate and imparts the golden light to rest upon her, and inside her fertile tubes, the Maori Portuguese priestess places the jeweled skull on the hereditary prince of Saxe-Coburg-Gotha, of the hereditary prince, on her shoulders. The Maori shaman dances in toi toi, shown in front of the crucified strawmen trinity for the first time, under the guise of this new dream and vision. This native claim of right is designed to work both ways. The light is changing now that the skull of the hereditary prince of Saxe-Coburg-Gotha has been found. Rusty-haired Maori shaman Enki sea monster dances and breaks the waters of life, incants in front of the crucified strawman trinity, clearly blessing the New Zealander amongst the toi toi. In clear Maori imitation, the central crucified strawman Jesus pokes his tongue out, right out, to his right side, indicating the pioneering New Zealander to his right. This is both a challenge and a blessing, and with it, the jewel of the English skull is placed on the shoulders of the fertile female to be or already happened. So this might be a ritual that's happened then. It might be a ritual that went right under the public broadcast then, either happening in the video or happening simultaneously, or it might be happening later, or it may have happened 50 years ago. Don't know. Or even 100 years ago. So the blind and embalmed Bowery gyrates, ensuring his mission is accomplished. He's very happy with it. The dreadlocks Maori shaman begins his ascent, rising up in front of the trinity of the crucified strawmen. Central crucified strawman shows his pirate shirt. So my ancestry is goes to the Prince of Pirates. So that's pointing out a... So basically my ancestors were... It was Prince of Pirates, and then they became three mayors of Brighton. So Bowie, in 40 days of anxious anticipation, that is the end times, so it was the 7th of July, the 25th of September 2014, transition to the beginning of the new age. He's saying that that should happen August, September, that something should happen August, September 2016, and that the whole thing should be sewn
up. I'm back in 5 minutes. I'm on the air. 5 minutes.
The whole thing should happen in by September 2019. It's the end of the tribulations. So the central crucified Jesus strawman and pirate shirt confirms the target has been acquired by clearly poking his tongue out a second time in Maori fashion. The Maori shaman then dares to dance right in front of the central crucified strawman Jesus, confirming target has been acquired and is a New Zealander. That's what they're saying. There's like six codes there for New Zealander. The fertile female initiates shudder in the golden light as Bowie, dying, passes through the golden gate on his way back to Sirius, Isis, and the green man Anubis. The central crucified pirate strawman Jesus gesticulates in relief. Jesus, from whom all royalty claims their providence, has chosen New Zealander of English, Portuguese, Spanish, pirate, Sangreal descent. The central crucified pirate strawman Jesus, from whom the royalty gets their providence, heaves and gesticulates relieved and happy with the decision. Central crucified pirate Jesus strawman groans in anguish relief that his great work is over and the new age can begin with selected personages. Waters broken, the selection given birth, and the Maori shaman dances freely at the king-making feet of Jesus. His feet are a symbol of king-making. All incumbent strawman royalty claims are now false.
from the End Times 2014, Tribulations 2012 to 19, and the New Age. So it's saying that the current royalty claiming descendancy from Jesus on the cross, it's now, that's over. Barry reacts, this is the moment it has happened. My 50-year contract with the Priority Sion is fulfilled. The left crucified pioneering New Zealand strawman gesticulates in happy resolution. The energy taken whole, the fertile woman is stilled. The jeweled skull of Saxe Coburg and Gotha still generates its rainbow hologram on her shoulders. Central crucified strawman Jesus laughs in anguish relief that it's all still working as he runs his final program for the long year, which is the 2160 years. The outgoing paradigms were only just holding together with old rags and tape. Central strawman's thumb and forefinger were bound in an old rag. Astronaut's hand and foot with electrical tape. Mary Sharman rises up amongst the New Zealand Toy Toy, aka Prince of Wales Feathers, as the new Prince of Wales is named. Bowie's hand on heart tries to scoop up the new creation as it's born. The new creation is the new kingship. The skull of the jewel of the English radiates its rainbow hologram and integrates within the initiate female's body, first by choice, then assimilation, then birth, then life path. Gold light equals Isis, Sirius blessings confirmed by Aboris. The right crucified strawman also laughs in anguish, relief having observed, but with little input. He wears all the colours of British Army, Desert Beige, Tan Sand, Arab. That's actually what the colour's called. Having broken the waters of the long year, the Maori shaman continues to dance in front of the trinity of crucified strawmen amongst Prince of Wales Toy Toy. Means best wishes for the Bataclan operetta in 500 minutes time. Ominous light radiates behind the central pirated strawman Jesus, but an orb of light shines on the left crucified strawman, choosing pioneering New Zealander in a black trilby hat and coat. In the town of the Mexican Day of the Dead, lightning highlights Masada, which really is tourism for Israel, where 960 did not die. Remains of 0.96 bodies were found, a lie times 1,000. With this, Bowie questions the resurrection and offers the straw man solution, done in name only. And then it finishes with Bowie, portions of Black Star Sirius, the W and the I are vectors, as in we spacemen and I spacemen. And that's how David Bowie codified the Paris attacks and codified my role playing with the royalty.
And Greg, this is completely fascinating. You have such a complex, esoteric piece of work here, with David Bowie and his performance with Black Star. And the question becomes, it had to have a rationale. It had to have an underlying meaning. This is not just chaotic, random assortment of images. And the question becomes, what does it mean? It seems to me it requires so much esoteric knowledge. There may be no one else in the world who could decipher what was going on here other than yourself. Well, and I would say anyone who wants to challenge you is going to have to be very specific. You've been very detailed. As Karl Popper explained, the more specific and precise an hypothesis, the more falsifiable, because there are more ways you can attack it. But this seems to me just to be a stunning exhibition of your background and knowledge of these issues that seems to me to be unparalleled.
Well, you might be right, but I do welcome all challenges, but educated challenges. I'm not interested in all that troll stuff. But, you know, if like, say, a group of esoteric people or a group of royals or whoever wanted to challenge me, especially in a public place, I'd be quite happy to, because I've got more background stories to it, far more. I've probably got another 2 hours of interviews that I can do based on this written material that they've refused to
notarized,
right? Here, what I've done is I've outlined how the...
Greg, we're not only out of time, we're over time.
We are.
This is Jim Fetzer, your host on The Real Deal. Thanking my special guest, extraordinary guest, Greg Hallett, for being here, and all of you for watching.
Thanks, Jim.